Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Dolphins of Pern by Anne McCaffrey, performed by Mel Foster. To my granddaughter, Eliza Oriana Johnson, a princess in waiting. Prologue, 102 years after landing. Kibby gave the bell rope one last pull. He and Corey had been taking turns all morning, but now the sun was descending over the high ground, and still no one answered them. Usually someone came out of man's place on the dock, even if only one of the boat people. But the boats rocked at anchor under the high wharf, and it was obvious that no one had gone out in them, even to bring in fish for some time. Corey clicked at him in disgust. The others of their pod had long gone fishing on their own, too bored to see if there might be humans to feed them when there were plenty of small fish to be gleaned at this time of year from the rich northern waters. She blew her hunger at him, so annoyed with the lack of human attention that she refused to speak.
"There has been illness. Ben told us that," Kibby reminded her.
"He was not well," Corey replied, reluctantly employing speech to impart the concept. "Humans can die."
"They do. It is true."
Pod leader, and one of the oldest in their pod, Kibby had had two dolphineers as partners. He still fondly remembered Amy, his first one. She had been as much fish as he, even if she had to wear the long feet and had no fins. She had given the best chin scratches and knew exactly where she had to slough off old skin.